Welcome back to another episode of Life in the Fast Lane. Welcome, everybody. I am your host, Nick Carlson, the CEO and founder of Dawson Manufacturing, home of the Mulch Mate. And today, I have a very special guest. But before that, I've got the CTO in the house, Kyle Parks.
We need to butcher a Mulch Mate right now and just make a table right here.
Everybody keeps saying that.
Just like the
Heavy D.
Yeah.
I know. He had a badass truck. That was super cool. So what Kyle's referencing to, he sent me this thing the other day, and everyone sent it to me, is Heavy D, Dave Sparks out in Utah, has this incredible office, and he has this huge truck bed as his podcast table.
Yeah, it's diamond just plate. Yeah,
he's beautiful. Just a pure badass. I love that guy. Anyway, we have an incredible special guest, a local fella. And so truth be told, he had an issue with his mulch mate. I will not hold anything back. It was a self-induced, no offense, problem. The inflicting...
spade to spade.
Yeah, spade to spade. Sorry, bro. but anyway, he called me this morning. He said, dude, got a problem. I said, do this. And he goes, yep, I think you're right. Can I bring it to you? And I said, you can bring it to me. I'm not sure if I can fix it today. But as of right now, my team has jumped on it because we're just badasses and we just get shit done. And so while he's getting his machine fixed, and we're going to do a few improvements like the chute cover, and we're going to go over a couple more things, be immature. But he started telling me all about these stories that he has had with his mulch mate. And I wanted to get him here on the podcast because everyone thinks I'm a liar. Fuck y'all. And the people
Why'd you point at me?
Not you, just the world. For the people that think that it's not real, he's here to tell us his story, and he's going to just give his version of it, and it's going to be an unfiltered, awesome conversation. So without further ado, introduce yourself, sir.
What's going on, guys? My name's Graham. I own G&M Lawn and Landscape now. I've been around for, you know, about 7 years doing it full-time, legally, the whole nine. You know, started on the weekends with some buddies.
Yeah.
Whole situation, but, you know, eventually I figured this is the way to go, and
my
here
man.
We are.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Well, Graham, welcome. What was your name again, sir?
My name's PJ.
PJ. That's like PJ Trailers. That's easy. Okay. So we don't have a mic for PJ. Sorry, buddy, but he is listening in and he's going to chime in. So anybody that hears him in the background, you know, just turn your ears up a little bit, right, Kyle?
Exactly.
All right. So you've been doing this for 7 years. Awesome. Yep. Congrats. Congrats on getting the mulch mate. We were just talking a little while ago. He said, skid steer, mulch mate. He goes, that's a pretty easy decision.
Yep.
Can we get on PJ for a second?
Oh, yeah.
So this nay fucking sayer is like, should we get him? So Graham was talking to PJ a couple years ago about CNC up in Frederick. Local guys are like 45 minutes to an hour away from us. They've had a mulch mate. They are the first mulch mate. Like, number one, I'm not afraid to tell anybody. And have they had issues? Yes. But have we not rectified them, and do they not love their mulch mates?
Yep. They bought a second one.
Yeah, they bought a second one.
Yeah.
So voila, there you go. Suck it. So PJ's like, that's stupid. I'm not going to run that. There's too many moving parts, blah, 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 blah. Tell him your story real quick, PJ.
Too many
moving
parts. Sorry.
You know, 4 years ago, we'd pull in there to get mulch, and Graham would be like, What do you think about that, you know, on the back of the truck? And the guy that taught me everything I know about landscaping, he's as old school gets. And so to him, more gadgets is just more crap to break, you know, less downtime in the field, yada, yada, yada. So I was always like, nah, it's just a fancy gadget. You got pitchforks. It's no big deal. And then he finally got one. And I had moved back to North Carolina, so I wasn't working with Graham at the time. But he sends me a video of that thing spitting out river rock. And he sends me a text. He says, yeah, it did 4 tons in 30 minutes. I was like, no way. There's no way. So, yeah, he's had it now for about a year and a half. I came up this week, finally, you know, working with him, and my back doesn't hurt. I feel good. I go home. I still have energy, and it's a lifesaver. It really is. I have had to pitchfork mulch out of we put out how many yards this week? 60 yards?
Yeah, 60, 70.
In 40 hours.
Yeah.
You know, that's spreading everything. So, I mean.
All right, podcast is over. We're done.
I wouldn't be coming back to work for him if he didn't have it.
The proof is in the pudding.
Listen to that. This man, PJ, came back from North Carolina and said you wouldn't come back if it wasn't for the...
Yeah, he's literally, he's coming up Monday through Thursday for the season. He's driving up. Yep, and he actually, I mean, yeah. Part of the reason I actually bought the mulch mate is because since he left, I can't find anybody reliable. So I was like, you know what? If I can't find somebody, I'm going to make somebody.
And that's why I invented it. Yeah.
So he's come up in March the past couple of years to help me out. You know, it's that time of the year, spring rush hits, grass is coming on, so you got to get it done.
Yeah.
So he's come up. We normally do, I don't know, somewhere around 100 to 120 yards in about 7-8 days, get a couple guys. We're dead at the end of that. Like,
yeah.
There's no like, hey, you want to go hang out? It's like I go home, I shower, I sleep, that's it. He came up this year. It's been us the whole time. We've done 60, 70 in, what, pretty much 3 days because we lost some to rain this week. And
right.
I mean, even with the rain, the biggest issue is just edging everything out. The mulch goes out, it's fluffy, it's dry, you know.
Right.
It's great.
That's incredible. Thank you for that story, because I literally this morning, I probably dealt with four or five people that were just polar opposite of what you just said, right?
Facebook's fun.
Facebook is full of fuckery. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, these guys, and the first thing I say is, have you ever used one? Whether it's a mulch mate, a cart mate, a snow mate, or whatever. And they never answered because they never used it. And I mean, look, I mean, no offense, PJ, love you, right? But look at you. You're my prime example. You are the person that I'm after, because the guy that you said that trained you and kind of taught you all of what you know, they're like, oh, it's just more shit to break. Then go back and ride a horse, motherfucker. Like, for real, stop with this nonsense. Like, okay, does he have a cell phone?
Barely.
Why don't you, yeah, barely, but why don't you go write letters, dude? Like, why do people fight me so hard on this is what I just can't. I cannot get through to them, and so that's why I'm so thankful to have both of you on. Thank you so much. You know, Graham, you were talking about the yield on your augers.
Yep.
Please just repeat what you said to me, because these people that are listening, they either know you're right or they're clueless because they don't have the correct data. You have the data. I have the data. Tell them about it.
Yep. So it actually pissed me off to start because, you know, years past, I know how much mulch we're going to use. I get it in the trailer. End of the day, good to go. No problems. This year, because, you know, last year we got the mulch mate late fallish, so we did top dressing, the rock, all that. So I hadn't really run mulch yet. I am screwed all year, every year right now, because of the fact that, you know, we come in there, I think a job's going to take 10 yards. It takes 5 or 6. Like, we take care of a neighborhood out in Howard County, normally for about 3 houses. It's somewhere around, you know, 30, 32 yards, just depends. Mm-hmm. We did it in 15. So,
oh my God.
Yeah. So that kind of screws you when you're figuring, you know, you're going to have an empty trailer at the end of the day. You can blow everything out, you know, clean it up real nice, keep everything working, which, I mean, that's the only thing that I've had to do with that trailer is, you know, end of the day, blow it out, good to go for the next day, and occasionally charge it, which I actually found out today. I wasn't even charging it the right way.
But, no.
You know, you live and you learn.
The cool thing is that we implement a very, redundant set of systems. So, you didn't install your truck charging harness. No big deal. I don't even know if you got one. It could be our fault. We're going to find out. We'll get that figured out today. Whatever it is, we'll rectify it. Don't care. Not here to bust balls. I'm here to get it figured out. But you use the secondary system that we implemented in the MulchMate, and I haven't heard hell or high water from you till today.
Perfect, yeah.
So that just goes to prove what we've implemented in our systems are working, because I've learned from other data over the years. So the machine is doing what it's supposed to do.
Yep.
And it's going 2 days without.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what?
That's crazy.
30 yards through it. I mean, Grant, we also got one of the cart mates, too. So we got the platform set up on the trailer as well. So we take that with the V-Ride out there. Yeah. We burn through everything. I mean, it's, like I said, the hardest thing now about mulching is it not raining so we can edge and then keeping that trailer full.
Right.
Like, we're in and out of places. It's ridiculous. We take care of an HOA on Mount Airy. Last year, it took us about 2 days, probably at least 2 full trailers, probably 20, 25 yards. This year, he and I were in and out of there in 8 hours with one trailer. It was ridiculous.
That's sick. Okay, so to give everybody some context, you told them who you are. You told them how long you've been in the business. Tell them about your rig, because you have what I would call damn near the perfect setup.
Yep. So I love this thing, and I'm one of those guys that if you're going to buy it, you know, just buy it. Spend the extra money, get what you want. You know, I learned early on, anytime I bought a trailer, I always thought, oh, this is what I need, this is what I'll get, and then I buy it. I regret I didn't get something else, and here we are. So when I called in last year, it was a fast moving thing. I'd kind of labored for a year or two over whether I should do this, and glad I did. But I got the initial setup with the mulch mate, got the trailer. I added on the lift kit for it so we could top dress, because at some point that's going to be a bigger issue around here with the way they're building homes. Did that, did the hydraulic jack, which by the way has ruined me with every other trailer. Like, I just bought another enclosed. I had to get it put on because cranking a trailer now, it's, I cannot do
it. I know, it ruined me too.
It was horrible. Did that.
It sucks when I go from using his trailers to going back to mine. And I'm like, and it just wants to squeal.
Yep.
That's horrible.
Yep. I had someone break one of those last year. Don't know how you do it. You think when the truck starts coming up, well, it makes sense when you know what you're doing, but they just, it was a story. But other than that, I mean, that thing got the tarp kit on it. We got the liner inside of it there, just so we're not, you know, messing up. We're going to pay top dollar for it. We want to keep it nice, which. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I was telling you a little bit ago when I pulled up to it, the first thing I thought was, good God, am I even going to be able to pull this home? And I mean, I drive a 3500 Duramax, and I was afraid to put it on because I'm like, this is ridiculous. I didn't even see a trailer this big at that point.
Right.
And I've never seen that truck squat. And it squatted a little bit, but I mean, that thing, it is a tank.
How well does it pull?
Empty, it pulls, like, I know it's back there, but, you know, it's there. But I mean, It's great. Yeah. Regardless of if I have mulch in the trailer and everything like that, it pulls it the exact same. It knows it's there.
Yeah.
But I mean, the trailer, it's honestly pulls better than my dump trailer does.
That's what everybody says.
Yep.
Everybody says they're like, it's one of the best towing trailers I've ever had.
Yep.
One suggestion I would have for you is the, when I saw the rig today, the front mount, the ball, right, mm-hmm. on the trailer, you can move that up and down.
Yeah.
I think we should move it down for you.
Okay.
A lot of guys, because the trailer is so big, I think that, and I told Belmont this, I want that whole big plate that's welded on, I'm having them shift that down a little because we call it the Mulch Mate lean.
Yeah.
Because it does this because the trailer's so tall and those I-beams are so big.
Yep.
I think the hitches just need to be lower.
Yeah.
So we may adjust that today for you too. So we're just, I mean, you're going to be dead freaking nuts when you leave here. It'd be perfect.
It's literally going to be like a new trailer. I came in today thinking, hey, you know, he's going to at least let me know what it is. I'll pick it up in a couple of days. And now what? I'm going to leave here with the Leaf Vac top on it. I'm going to leave with the new, I guess, the flap on there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to learn how to use the rest of the trailer. Like, it's got a backup camera. I've been putting it between two trailers at night. No idea how to use it. Just thinking, oh, it's an accessory I didn't buy. Sure enough,
it's comes in there.
With it.
Yeah,
I'm getting within like 2 inches of slamming into another trailer every night, cursing because I'm afraid I'm going to destroy something.
Right.
And it's, now I know how to
use it. Do you have the lights on the back?
The backup light kit?
I don't think I do. No.
Fail.
Dude, those things are insane.
They're insane, dude. They're flush mount, rigid. I mean, they literally light. Like at least a third of an acre.
I believe it.
It's silly, the stuff that's on the trailer. So, okay. So your trailer's got the hydraulic front jack.
Yep.
It's got the 78-inch front platform because you run the cart mate on a mower.
Yep.
Brilliant. We'll talk about that more later. You've got the tarp system on top.
Yep.
You have the UHMW liner.
Yep.
You've got the lift kit.
Yep.
Spare tire.
Yep. Got that too. Because you never know. We went through a year ago. We put about 20, 25 patches in trailers and mowers within a 3-week period.
I believe
it was ridiculous. So I bought Tweels, which I'm not going to lie. What you advertise, it is what it is. Like everything you say, 100% true. Tweels, they're nice. I don't get flats. They grip. But the smoother rod shit, it'll beat the hell out of you. It is rough.
Yeah.
But I mean,
it's just like riding on a spring. You're going to hit everything.
Yeah.
You know it's there. It's not like a pneumatic tire.
Yeah.
So thank you for saying what you just said, because I pour my guts into being authentic. I mean, I think you've already seen how authentic I am. And I try to show the world, like, I'm trying to change this industry. I'm trying to bring, like, the Amazon, Tesla, Chick-fil-A approach.
Yep.
Is what I'm trying to have, that Chick-fil-A customer service. I'm trying to have the Amazon is like fast, easy delivery, and then the all electric, you know, high horsepower, you know, machinery. I mean, you guys have, you know, seen how strong. No one realized how strong the machine is or how quiet it is.
It's ridiculous. The way we actually broke it's the tarp's rated for so much, it got wound up on an auger and the tarp was too strong.
Yeah.
Like, it's everything about that machine is built to last and it's built to take a beating, which we do. I mean, we're landscapers. If regardless of how nice it is and how nice you want to keep it, you're going to beat stuff up. And
I get it.
I don't know if we even can beat that machine up, even if we tried.
You will. You'll find a way.
Sure we will. We're talented that way. Yeah, it's fair.
I was doing a topsoil job by myself. It was 3 tons, and it had just rained the day before. So we had done the calculations roughly with what we put in the back of the 450. It was right around 9,000 pounds. Mm-hmm. Machine yanked it right out.
Yep.
Three yards, not 3 tons.
Yeah. No,
Three yards, and then the tonnage came out to, what did you say, 9,000 pounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 26 degrees.
Yeah.
And that freaking thing pulled it, and augers ran through it, and it was just insanity. Yeah. Insane. Hello, Wiggles. He's back. Our puppy dog has joined us in the studio. So, you know, okay, you've already given all the accolades in the world that I've ever asked for. You've talked about the yardage and the yield of the augers. Really want to hit that home. I mean, because it's screwing you up because you're not realizing how much you don't have to buy.
It is, which also I mentioned to you earlier, the day that we cut that, you know, from 30 to about 15, it was raining. So the mulch wasn't even coming in dry, fluffy, you know, we got it sopping wet.
Right.
And it still went out like it was a great sunny day, hadn't rained in weeks, and everything was perfect.
Exactly. So, and the thing that a lot of people don't equate to that, like you haven't said it yet, and I'll say it, and you'll more than likely agree, is if you're buying less, if you're doing a 30-yard job and you're only doing it with 15, now you're not making that second trip going to get more.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not only saving material, but you're saving trips and time and wear on your truck, wear on your tires, all that jazz. I mean, it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about the CartMate experience.
So the first time I used it, I pulled up to a job, I took it out, put it down. I got the single wheel because there's a bunch of stuff up in New Market, Maryland. The hills are ridiculous. And I was like, I cannot put mowers on this.
Okay, real quick, very hilly.
You're not kidding.
And a lot of people online get on me. They're like, oh, you don't understand how many hills I have. I'm like, motherfucker, I live in Maryland. Like, there's hills everywhere.
Yep.
We live on the water. Where do you think all the water runs to?
Yep. It is ridiculous.
Down. Down. To the river. To the Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah. It's wild. And even now, homes they're making, I'm pretty sure that they actually take the soil out and just leave rock and create a natural grade that's shit.
Oh, it is. Like, it's, yeah, it
they
is.
They try and make us eat shit during the day.
It
that's
is.
Their goal.
So you have the single wheel RS.
Yep. Because I wanted to be able to take it off and do, you know, the wheelbarrow. Mm-hmm. Gig with it. Mm-hmm. Got that, put it down, and I put it on a Skag V-Vibe with those wheels. So it's a pretty sturdy mower. Mm-hmm. It started going around. I'm like, this thing's going to suck ass. It is wobbly. It's not going to work. I'm not even going to use it. And I was walking out. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to walk these wheelbarrows out. Let me just give it a shot. It's ridiculous. Like, we can put, I think it's about 2 wheelbarrows that we can fit in this one. And that's just the single. It doesn't have the sides, anything like mm-hmm. that. And it's, you know, it's in there good. But if we really wanted to, we could cram a little bit more in there.
Sure.
And I mean, there's some properties we took over, you know, we didn't do it that way, but they have tree rings that used to be 8, 9, 10 wheelbarrows out there.
Whoa.
And which, the first time I did it, let me tell you, I was not expecting that many. And this was when I was shoveling right. out of a dump trailer, so I was pissed.
Wow.
But this thing, it is nice. It's, he honestly, he gets the whole day off pretty much. He just stands on a mower and pushes a button. I'm the one out there spreading it half the time. But it's, oh my God, it is so nice. I honestly, the only way that that would flip is if the mower flipped.
Yes.
Like, it's not going anywhere.
I try to tell everybody, like, oh my God, you would not believe how many people online tell me, they're like, oh, it's crap, it's floppy, it's going to flip, it's this or that. Thank you for saying that. Mm-hmm. My background is in NASCAR. I know how to make things balance and work. And so, okay, truth be told, the wobbliness that you see in it, it's designed into it. And here's why. I bet you were a big naysayer at first, weren't you?
Oh, you
PJ.
Have no idea.
You son of a bitch.
Everything I buy, the face is going to be it.
Yeah, I know.
Every
but
time.
So is the cell phone.
I'll never go back.
Right. You'll never go back, yeah. Right? So the reason it's floppy is that when you go from the standard cart made on the front of a mower to the wheelbarrow, if I make that super tight, which I could, it would be a miserable bitch to get in there.
Yep.
It's still kind of tight right now. The other reason is that in a race car, I want, if you're always taking a left turn in my world, right? So I want the thing to lean always to the left. So when the wheel pivots, the actual cart will actually lean to the left, let's say if you want to go left, and will actually help steer the mower. So in reality, the RS is actually better than the Pro when it comes to handling because of that one single design that I put into it. You'd never believe how I came up with it. So I came up with the Pro with the two wheels because I was like, PJ, I'm you, dude. Yeah. I'm you. I want things built
stuff
like
more
a tank.
In it. I want to make it happen in one run.
Yep.
Right. And I don't want it to break. I want to look at it and I just know perception. I have a saying around here. Perception is reality. So when you see a Cartmate Pro, it's like that thing's never going to break ever. With the RS, the way that came up was I had a massive, massive manufacturer come to us and they're like, we want a residential version of that Cartmate Pro. And I was like, okay, cool. And I thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. And I'm trying to figure out how you make two wheels work and make it cheaper. And they wanted like half the retail price. So instead of $2,000, they wanted like $1,000 retail cost. And I kept looking at it. And I'm like, I don't know how to do this. So I'm sitting in the fab area because I didn't have a fab guy back there. Our fab guy's off this week. And our engineer's sick as a dog. But I'm standing there cutting metal for the Cartmate Pro. And my engineer, Jamie, has got a one wheel. You ever seen a one wheel? It's an electric skateboard, but it's got one tire.
Yep.
He's got two of them over there. And so I'm sitting there cutting, and he just right in front of me, and I'm going, one wheel, that's badass. I like that. Like, can I make a Cartmate with one wheel? And I start thinking about it. I'm welding, and I'm designing stuff in my head as I'm welding away, not paying any attention to what I'm doing just because I'm just kind of on robot mode, right? And I'd figured out the Cartmate RS one-wheel design while I'm working because he zipped by me on his one wheel.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. And for everybody that's listening, you've got one. You've got it on what I would call a good mower. Is it, what size V-Ride 2 is it?
It's a 52 and it's got the 37 brakes on it.
Okay, so that's a big ass mower.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Cartmate Pro mower, if you will. But you have the RS on it, which is fine, right? The cool thing is the RS is only like 55 pounds. The Cartmate Pro is 150 pounds.
Yep.
So it's much bigger, and you can turn yours into a wheelbarrow. It's a lighter duty. It doesn't carry quite as much, but at your experience, you've firsthand seen that it is completely not what the internet says it is.
Yeah.
The internet says it's junk. It doesn't work. Fuck y'all. It does work. And until you have one, suck it.
Yep. You don't know. And like I was telling you earlier, everything that I do by decision I make, I labor over for a probably a too long of a time. Like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. And even with the cart mate and everything, like, I thought about it because you never know. Especially nowadays, people aren't what they say they are.
Sure.
Stuff doesn't work. Shit's expensive and the quality's poor.
Yeah.
And you are the one person I've found that isn't like that. So I've always said, you know, Cummins and Chick-fil-A, amazing what they do. I'm adding Dawson Manufacturing to it.
Thanks,
like,
buddy.
Top three.
Thank
like,
you.
Everything that you have said or done, anytime we've talked, it is exactly what you say it's going to be. It works exactly like it should. And people are probably saying, you're paying me off to say it or some shit.
No.
He is not. I literally showed up thinking I was going to leave a mulch mate here for a couple days and figure out how I was going to mulch.
Yeah.
And here we are. You're fixing it up. You know, mm-hmm. everything's getting done and we're just shooting the shit.
Yeah, I mean, the reason you're here is because our guys, I pulled them off production and said, fix it.
Yep.
Now. I know I have the parts. Let's get this done. And when you called me this morning, I think you called me once, left me a message.
Yep.
And I was on the phone with another customer, and you called again as I was hanging up. So I literally went from one phone call to another. So truth be told, I was on the phone with him in the Starbucks line getting coffee.
Nice.
And then I pulled off to handle you, and then I had to go all the way back around and get back in line to get coffee this morning because I was dying. I've had no sleep. But to your point of, like, you know, we've met before. I think once.
Yep, very briefly.
Very briefly. And I think the word that I would be very happy with our relationship is consistency.
Yeah.
You know, we've been consistent with what we said, how we're going to act, and what we're going to do. I think you're seeing a different side of me now, the real Nick and who I am. And I don't hide that from this podcast. I keep it as real as possible. Yes, Kyle, you had your hand up.
Oh, no, I was just saying same with tired.
Oh, tired? Yeah.
That's what we live.
Yeah,
know?
Well, he's got a one-year-old. I have a seven and a... five-year-old.
I have one on the way.
You have one on the way. I, not me. Thank God I don't have one
PJ
on the way.
PJ just had one.
Ooh.
Congratulations or condolences? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a worker. 7-8 years, he'll be up here every summer learning the trade. It's going to be a great time.
It'll be good, dude.
It'll be about 5.
Yeah.
Boy, girl. Boy?
Boy.
Hell yeah, bro. Yeah. Hell yeah.
PJ3.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. So the mulch rate we just sold here in Anne Arundel County, it's the first one in Anne Arundel County. His name's Lyle, and he is the sixth.
Jeez.
The sixth. I was like, dang, bro. What, to keep that tradition going.
Yeah, right.
And he bought a huge, he's gooseneck, big.
Jesus. Well, he actually just asked me, he's like, you get a gooseneck? I was like, yeah. I was like, kind of wanted to.
I wonder
but,
if he's got
you know,
a picture of it. I'll show it.
It's all over the and internet. Ask him. It's all over the internet.
Now, one thing I do want to add about you getting it fixed up, a lot of places, they're going to find ways to make more money. You even said, look, if it's not, because pretty much what we did, to give you all a heads up, we wrapped the tarp on itself. We fucked it up pretty good. I'm not going to lie. It was impressive. But originally, you thought it was going to be the whole gearbox, and it turned out, I think, just be one sprocket. And instead of saying, hey, replace the whole thing, we're going to charge you for the whole thing, you're like, hey, we're going to replace that one piece. Mm-hmm. Why charge it for something that you don't need?
Yeah. Tell them what I said exactly. I said, I'm not, well, do you remember what I said?
Yeah, you said you don't even need to make money off of this type of thing is what it was. I think you're even giving it to me at cost. And you said, you know, I don't even remember. Well, what was it exactly? Now I'm trying to remember. My memory's going to shit.
No,
now.
Here's what I said is I make my money selling mulch mates.
Yeah.
And this podcast and having you on is going to be a record of experiences. Like, I've had a bunch of customers on now. I think you're a fourth or fifth one on now. And what my goal is to make a sales army. Yeah. You are a free salesman for me. And I think if I treat you well, the word's just going to go like this, right? So in 5-10 years from now, I hope to be a $500 million company because I've got so many, you know, PJs and Grams, right? Yep. That's what I'm after.
I already sent my old boss a video of me using it, and I was like, yeah, you need to get one of these ASAP.
Yeah.
I sent it to all his workers that still work for him. Why the hell would I do that? I get 3 Mexicans shoveling it out.
Tell him. Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, he's not the one shoveling it, so he don't care.
He's a dumbass.
He didn't even know what he was looking at. He's like, buddy, I don't know what you want me to see out of this. What are you trying to show me?
Dude,
like, he had no idea what was even happening.
Foreman, so he can break it down.
Yeah.
The same man I seen try to put an ATM card in the receipt slot.
Oh my God.
How he makes money.
Why do these guys in this? Okay, I think I know the answer because this industry is very barbaric. But these guys will automatically go to, oh, just throw 3 people at it. Well, do the math, dude. That if $15 an hour, 3 guys, it's $45 an hour plus liability, plus insurance, plus, you know, liabilities, the training, the uniform, scheduling them, getting them to the jobs.
3 guys,
that.
It comes out to $120,000 roughly.
Guys, yeah.
Yeah, that's the hardest part. And you're $15 an hour, they're going to go to McDonald's.
Dude, like,
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
You can go to McDonald's work for $18 an hour starting.
And doing nothing. You literally sit there, you push a button, that's it.
And so these landscape, I just did this message to somebody this morning on Facebook. You're an idiot if you think.
Do you want to read it?
Yes, please, Kyle. Please pull it up. This guy.
I'm not even joking. I woke up, looked at it, and laughed. That's all I could do.
I guarantee Kyle saw what I wrote, and he was probably laughing.
I did. I enjoyed every moment of this. All right, so it says, this some lazy shit. This does not make work efficient. Look how many people are standing waiting for the wheelbarrow.
No, spell it. Spell how he spelled it.
W-H-E-E-L-B-A-R-R-A.
Huh. Wheelbarrow.
If I have one or two savages on the top of the truck loading mulch into the wheelbarrows with shovels, it's a wrap. My margins are looking lovely, but y'all not ready for these types of convos, so buy this shit.
Look, I can tell you right now, and this we were talking about earlier, is difference between cocky and confident.
Yeah.
I would put PJ and I up against pretty much any two-man team that you can find, mm-hmm. and 9 out of 10 times we're going to beat you. Like, and we've done 120, 140 yards, he and I, for most of it, hand shoveling. Mm-hmm. I'm 30, about 31. You're going to be, what, 27 this year? 28? And we used to do it, and it's starting to hurt. Like, I can still do it, but I wake up, and I know about it. This is not a lazy, you have no reason
can't
to need
it,
any
snake.
Of that. This is just, look, we want to be in this for a while. We like it. It's not we can't do it. We'll pretty much put your dick in the dirt.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to show you we're better if we need to. This is just, we want to have longevity. We want to get it done quicker. We want to, like, if we're going to be out there, let's make a little money. And my biggest thing in the industry is I get a little obsessed with stuff. So I'm, from the time I'm up to the time I go to sleep, I'm available. I'll go out 7 days a week. That's bad for relationships. I have a lovely lady at home that I want to make my fiance this year. Mm-hmm. And if I don't start spending some time there, she's not going to be around.
Right.
So this is just another way for me
down
to get home and you
know, we know
make
that,
some
right.
money. That is nice. Yeah, that is sick. Yeah. If you're going between a gooseneck or not, just get one. They look sick. They just show me a picture.
Yeah. The gooseneck is wild. So
that has a hydraulic kennel and everything.
So that thing will lift 24,000 pounds. So your hydraulic jack is two of them. It is insane.
He literally hit the button, pull the back tires off, change the tires real quick.
And yours will do it. Nice. Yours will do it. We can go out back right now and lift your truck clean off the ground.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, you should do.
Maybe we should do that.
Show him the Oxford video.
Yeah, we can show you the Oxford video.
Actually, I think I saw it. Didn't you put it up? It was lifting. Mm-hmm. It was a Dodge, wasn't it?
No, it was
a Ford dually.
Yeah, old dually.
Look. He's watching the video. See, that's your trailer. It's the same exact trailer.
Yeah. You know, actually talking about sales guys and everything, I don't actually know his first name, but the Oxford Long guy, mm-hmm. he multiple times, within an hour or two of me shooting him a message, has answered everything.
Mr. Tom O'Brien.
He is great. Because I was asking him, like I said, we got into top dressing because they're taking soil out. They're not even bringing it in on these new builds. So it's coming up the coast. It's going to be here. I'm trying to get ahead of the curve. I didn't know which top dresser to go with. You know, there's a couple different sizes, all that. So I shot him a message, instantly got back to me, started talking about your product a little bit, mm-hmm. got back to me, asked me how I liked it. I told him I didn't even have it yet. I was hyped to get it. I think I got it about a week later it came in, and he and I have gone back and forth a couple times on it. It's fantastic. But he's just a great person. One day, hopefully, I'll meet him.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, the whole industry is about to see him, and you don't say anything.
Yep.
No one can say anything about what I showed you, but it's insane.
About to sell another yearly right now.
Yeah.
So Kyle has his own company called Scarlet Oak here locally.
Uh-huh.
And so we, together, can I say I mentor you? Mm-hmm. Am I allowed to say that?
I mean, it's kind of what it's been for the past 2-3 years. But
yeah, and so he's...
It went from mentorship to really good friendship to, hey, Nick, I got a question.
Yeah, so he's kind of revamped his company, and he is seeing a lot of success just based upon, you know, what we've done together and him implementing a lot of things I've taught him. So kudos to him. I mean, he's kicking ass, taking names. Yeah, and
I have 20 accounts, and I'm going to do about 80 this year.
By himself.
Nice.
So that's
And that's after working here.
Yeah, he does it.
And having kids at home, so
I don't. You got like a secret, you know, sleep an hour or two. Right, and what are you doing right
that,
there?
Yes. Drinks, I like Celsius.
It. I that like and it. Then being high on life.
Yeah,
that, that'll do it.
Celsius, if you want to sponsor us, hey, we got your drinks right here.
I like it.
Celsius, Prime Energy, any other good ones?
So let's. Is there anything else you wanted to add to this conversation, you know, with your experience with us, the machinery, and then we can lock this down and go get your trailer ready?
I mean, nothing.
PJ's
crazy.
Got his hand up.
PJ's got something.
Get close to the mic. Get close to the mic.
Here. It has nothing to do with Dawson Manufacturing. It's just, you know, all of us are landscapers here. When I first started mowing a grain, it was the first time in my life I'd ever seen a stand-on mower.
Yeah.
Like with the platform. And he was telling me it's supposed to, you know, save your back, this, that, and the other. I just want to know what you guys
shit suck
with it. I hate them as far as for mowing big properties.
Yeah.
I think it's hell on my hips. It's hell on my knees. And I get in constant arguments on Instagram Reels.
Me too.
With guys trying to sell them. And I was just curious what your all's opinion on.
So, okay, here's where I'm at with.
I also put a hole in my face with one of them one
time. Yeah,
a hole
in right your into face. A tree.
Don't do that.
First week with me, he's spitting blood. I can see his tongue through his lip.
Just
I was
don't
like,
do what he did
somewhere?
With a tree.
A wood chipper?
Yeah, wood chipper.
Yeah, so you see the scar on the right side of my face? I took my whole mandible clean off.
Jesus.
With a 1250 XP 12-inch wood chipper, bandit wood chipper.
Damn.
So I paralyzed from the center of my face to the right side of my face. 10 screws, 2 plates. We had to learn how to talk. We learned how to walk. Had half my tongue cut out. The whole 9 yards.
Jeez.
It should have killed me.
Like, you just did it.
What is it?
The whole 9 yards.
Fuck. Yeah. Suck it, loser.
Suck it.
Okay. Here's where the internet is fucking stupid. These guys that are online that are you know, you guys are dealing with you here. Oh, you're stupid. This and that. First off, telling someone that they're stupid online and not knowing the whole full story and having all the data, you're just ignorant. Right. So here's the facts to a stand on versus sit down. They both have their place. Yep. Okay. So you said on a big property, they hurt your hips, they hurt your knees.
Yeah. We would do what? 50, 60 acres? Nah. Probably about 30 acres and about four or five properties.
Yeah.
When
so
we first came in with that.
So I live on a 3 acre plot of land. Kyle maintains it for me. He uses my mower and takes care of it. It is about 2.5 acres of turf. I can't remember the exact numbers. In my opinion, that's about the most
it's
I want to.
Like 2.15 last I calculated.
Okay, he probably knows better than I do at this point. That's about the max that I want to stand and ride. And my yard's not smooth. It's blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And
there's a pothole that takes my knee out every single.
So time. I have a 61 Wright ZK 37 horse fuel injected big badass
big,
mower.
Big one.
Great mower.
Yeah.
Big tires on it, and I don't know if I want to stand much longer than that. The facts are, if you have a very large field like what we have outside of our facility here, sit your ass down.
Yep.
That's a sit-down scenario.
Yep.
Stand-on is probably, I'd say, maybe the 2 acre and down mark. I think, I almost want to say I know. Stand-on is better on hills.
Yeah.
It just is. But you go, like, you go to Virginia, those boys won't run gas. They only run diesel.
That's where I come from, why we only run diesel.
Okay. See? That's my point. So everybody has, like, there's different pockets all over the United States, just kind of we're staying in that. Now, this podcast, dude, it goes to, where does it go? It goes to Italy?
Poland, Russia. I mean, it's all over.
All over the world, right? He just said all
Malaysia
online.
Came up today, too.
Malaysia?
That was
okay.
Weird.
So we're all over the place. So
Australia.
Just keep this conversation United States-based, and I think we're about to sign our first Canadian distributor, actually, for us, so that's super cool.
That's sick.
Literally, the final emails went through yesterday, and I hope to get some signed paperwork and a wire, like, today. Super cool. But it's more based upon not what the right equipment is, but what the right equipment for the right job is, right? You may be targeting half-acre lots and down. Well, that's a stand-on, right? If you're targeting big, huge lots, like around here geographically, Davidsonville is like 45 minutes south of where we are right here. Every lot is like 2 acres, 3 acres, all of them. They're huge properties. That's a sit-down mower.
Yep.
So I'm not going to tell you there's a right and a wrong. It's a matter of what you are dealing with, right? So it's kind of like wearing blue jeans or shorts. Which ones are better, right? Like, it depends. What are you doing? Are you working? Well, don't wear shorts. And that's just kind of – it's not that one's right and one's wrong. So this is the internet is just full of.
It does make me laugh when you see landscapers out wearing shorts and they're getting wee.
This
oh,
guy.
You.
He literally, I tried it once. My legs were on fire. He's like, you just got to get a good base layer.
I still
of the grass.
Have something festering out of the bottom of my ankle from like 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
He lives in them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's delicious.
He's done it all. Slave labor before he came up to me.
Oh, God. Dude, you're way too. You're too old for that shit.
On Thursdays, we used to mow this place. West,
oh, God.
We mowed 152 houses in a day, each of them probably about a quarter to a third of an acre.
Really?
We'd do that with four guys, and we'd be out by four.
Damn. Yeah. Holy
that's
cow.
I still miss it, though.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you guys being on. I hope everybody listening gets a lot of value out of this. You're a living, breathing testimonial for me.
Proof is in the pudding.
The proof's in the pudding. And I get not worried, but just irritated when people don't believe me because I'm an authentic person. And I had a multi-million dollar landscape company. I had over $1 million in cash. I had millions of dollars in the bank. I was doing well. And I gave up that entire life to design this thing to help people like you.
Yep, and I can't thank you enough for it.
You're welcome.
And honestly, anybody that wants has any questions, like I said, I'm just a little guy. I'm not one of the big, like, custom. They're huge.
But I have both of you.
Yeah, and like I said, anybody that's looking and they're, you know, 1, 2, 3-man show, if you have questions, I have Instagram, Facebook, the whole nine. I think it's what, G&M Scapes is the Instagram.
We'll put a link below.
You hit me up anytime you want.
Just send me them or send them to Nick, and Nick will send them to me, and I'll put them below.
Yeah. Link below. So one last question. How many yards of mulch do you think you put down here?
Oh, probably somewhere around or between 500 and 800-ish. I mean, it's nothing ridiculous. Like I said, we're not custom, but we do about 80-ish properties. And, you know, some of them will range from, like you're saying, those quarter acre lots that have a yard. And then we go up to, I think our biggest is about a 60-yard job we do.
That's so great.
Yeah, it's
usually two dudes.
Every once in a while I get somebody to float in, but we cruise through it.
Oh, last thing, PJ, you said he sent you a video and it got you from one side of the fence to the mulch side of the fence.
Deciding factor was it put out how many tons of river rock was it?
It was four.
Tons of river rock. And how long did you say it was?
It was under 40 minutes. It was probably like 33, somewhere around there.
And once I saw that it was pulling river rock, I was like, well, if it can do river rock, it's going to do mulch.
Yeah.
And you want to know what's funny? Way easier to do river rock than mulch.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Way. Yeah. The machine does not care about stone at all.
Yeah.
It just goes right through it.
I am curious to see. I do want to put some 57.
Yeah, how's that? We got a job under deck we got to cake in there. Is it? Yeah.
So here's the trick. So 57.
I have 57's great with.
It's great. There is. Okay, let me explain to everybody how the mulch works. So when the tarp gets pulled through the truck or trailer, you have a cross conveyor. So you have this like crisscrossing effect, right? The 57, any kind of like angular stone kind of acts like Velcro. So you ever try to pull Velcro apart kind of this way, right, with your hands together, right?
Yeah.
Just kind of that. It doesn't like to come apart. It wants to kind of come apart this way.
Yeah.
So what you have to do is we have that SEPD device, the timer that like stops and starts the tarp. You have to only let the timer run about half the time because if you get too much material onto the belt, it's going to drag it down because there's angulars like to like hook each other.
Yeah.
So just you have full control over it. Just run it. Just change your hand on how you run the damn thing.
Just run the belt instead.
You just run the belt a little quicker to clear it out, and you'll find the happy medium. Yeah. You can listen to the machine and you know what it wants and what it doesn't.
Yeah.
It clearly talks to you.
Yeah, I didn't want that tarp this morning. Yeah, no. He went, oh, shit, Graham. He's like, I heard a pop. Like, oh, God.
Yeah, that tarp is stupid strong.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, guys, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate both of you. I appreciate everybody that's listening to us. This has been amazing. And your testimony just, I mean, it's worth $1 billion to me. So thank you. Yeah, really.
Like I said, anybody that's got questions, any time of the day, I'm available.
Awesome. Thank you again. Kyle, thanks for joining for another podcast. Let's lock this one down and I got one more update for your trailer I'm going to give you.
Ooh.
And you're going to be like, fuck yeah.
I'm about it. Like, it's basically a brand new trailer when I leave here today.
Oh, it's going to be. And I never stop improving.
Yeah, he says you're welcome.
All right, guys, thanks for joining
us. I should have broken it earlier.
Yeah, I know, right? Shit, I waited the whole week.
Thanks, guys, for joining us for another episode of Life in the Fast Lane. We hope you really enjoyed this. I know I did. Please share this with all your friends, family, anybody that thinks this can benefit their lives, and not just for selling mulch mates, but like literally these two are living, breathing you know, examples of how they have a better life and they can actually feed their families and spend more time with their ladies.
Yep.
Right? Take care of them.
Do it.
And if you want more information on MulchMate, go to MulchMateUSA.com. The link is in the description below. If you want to follow us on social media, we really appreciate it. Just Google MulchMate. Find your favorite social media platform. Like it. Follow us. Turn on the notification bell.
Bing.
We're always trying to post stuff out there. I'm putting together a YouTube video this afternoon. Hopefully, I get it posted before the end of the day so y'all can enjoy it. And we hope you join us in the next episode of Life in the Fast Lane.
Don't miss me too much.
See y'all.